Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last week we covered the blessed head and the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, now we will look at the blessed face, the facial features of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hind, who the woman who orchestrated the killing of the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala an, when she became a Muslim, she comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that before today, your face was the most despicable face to me on the face of this planet. When she says now, your face is the most beloved face to me on the face of this earth. So this was what they used to say regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pre-Islam and then after they became Muslim. Hazrat Bala ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala, describing the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "Ma ra'aytu shay'an qattu ahsana minhu," that I haven't seen anything more beloved on the face of this earth than the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Hazrat Jabir ibn Samurah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a night of the full moon. So he sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he looks up at the moon, and then he looks at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he looks again at the moon, looks again at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and continues doing this. And then he says, eventually I came to the conclusion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beautiful, illuminating, more worth looking at than even the moon itself. And we've all heard the famous couplets of Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, where he says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. He says, we'll keep it short. He says that the way you've been created, it's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you free reign to create yourself however you wished. And it ended up being that the Prophet ﷺ became the most perfect human being, both in terms of his physical features and everything else. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the true appreciation of the description, the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through this understanding, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون أسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.